Britain's most prestigious literary award, the Man Booker Prize, is awarded tonight. Tomorrow, the National Book Awards announced nominees for American writers for this year. But one American writer is already a winner. Stephen King will receive the medal for distinguished contribution to American letters. This news caused literary lions such as Yale professor Harold Bloom to thunder, another low in the shocking process of dumbing down our cultural life. Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke with Slate literary editor Megan O'Rourke.
Megan O'Rourke, for people who may care more about books than about book awards, tell me about this exact award that Stephen King is receiving. What's it meant to be?
It's actually an award that really is meant for a lifetime not only of writing and literary contribution, but for service.
And to put it in context, this exact prize 4 years ago was given to Oprah Winfrey, and yet there wasn't the sort of controversy when Oprah got it that King's receiving. Why is that?
I think part of it has been the way that news stories have played this. I mean, you see the fact that, oh, Stephen King has won an award that previously Arthur Miller and Philip Roth won. You don't see that Stephen King has won an award that previously Oprah Winfrey and Ray Bradbury, who's also someone who writes genre stories to some degree, you know, won.
Well, it seems to me there's something specifically about Stephen King that bothers literary types. Can you put your finger on what that might be?
I think probably there is something to do with the horror aspect of it particularly. You probably didn't see this kind of scandal when Ray Bradbury was awarded the same award. And that's partly because although he writes science fiction, it's more overt, you know, you can more easily understand that it's literary because it doesn't, you know, rely on raising goosebumps.
Does it have something to do with just the fact that King is so unbelievably popular and he's sold so many books?
I think that's part of it. I think there's a sense of, oh, he's already made so much money, why give an award to him? You know, aren't there more deserving writers who would really benefit from this?
And Like Oprah.
You know, actually, this would be a very different circumstance if they'd given the National Book Award to Stephen King, right? We're not talking about an award for the best book of the year. We're talking about an award for a lifetime of service and contribution to a literary landscape. Now, you know, this is given by the National Book Foundation, which cares a great deal about literacy in America and about service programs. And King has been, really a phenomenal contributor to that.
What would the debate be about Stephen King's literary merits per se? What could you say about that that might defend, or if it's your opinion that he doesn't have many literary merits, tell me why you think that that's the case.
He's a master storyteller. Here's someone who really knows how to tell a story and who has an understanding of narrative that is almost unrivaled among, you know, contemporary writers, or certainly he's up there with the great narrative storytellers. He also, you know, has an understanding of kind of what gets under the human psyche, what unnerves you, what stays with you. And if we like to think that art is about something other than pure entertainment, that his literary stories, I think you could say, do that.
Is it the case that plot isn't something that's so valued in the literary community? They'd rather, or the people who might criticize King, Harold Bloom might rather read a description of what's inside a room than read about something interesting happening to the people in that room?
I don't think it's fair to characterize Bloom as that kind of reader, or even sort of generally the literary community. But yeah, I mean, if by plot we mean story and, you know, it's really hard to tell a good story. People forget this. It's very, very hard. And at least one novelist I know who is very squarely in the, you know, literary end of things said to me, I learned how to write by reading Stephen King. I learned how to put a story together by reading Stephen King. And I do think we're at a moment when we privilege the sentence, you know, and there's been a lot of debate about this in you know, literary magazines. Like, aren't, you know, is style paramount? What about story?
Megan O'Rourke, Slate's literary editor. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.